Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Palm Sunday, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Crucial.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Word of the Lord. As far as the Sunday readings, in particular the Gospels, are concerned, Lent is something of a roller coaster. It starts with Jesus alone and under enormous pressure in the desert. Then the following week, we see him transfigured, seen in all his glory by Peter, James, and John. Then the third Sunday, he's angry. He's driving the merchants and the money changers out of the temple. On the fourth Sunday, he's telling Nicodemus about God's immense love for all of us. And last Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Lent, we heard how he was committed to our salvation through his own death. But this Sunday, he makes his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And who could have imagined then that the crowd cheering him, throwing their cloaks on the ground before him, would demand that he be crucified just days after? Today, the first and second readings express something of this tension, this seesawing back and forth between suffering and salvation. Listen to Isaiah. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. That's Isaiah. That foretells the abuse that Jesus is to suffer. And then that glorious passage from Philippians rejoices in his exaltation. Well, this is what it's like to be human. We all have our moments of suffering, violence, betrayal, cruelty, and we have our moments of love in the best and broadest sense of that small, crucial word. Oh yes, crucial in two senses. First of all, in the ordinary sense, the sense of vitally important, but also in the sense that you derive from its etymology. It's from the Latin crux, a cross. Because if love is just general goodwill, kindness, friendliness, well, okay, we can find that pleasant enough. It makes the world a place where we're welcome and relaxed. But if love stops there, it's a pretty feeble response to what we're being offered by the stunning example of the Lord Jesus. Because for him, love was crucial in both the general, common, and the etymological sense. Quite literally, love, in his case, was a cross. Let every tongue confess on this Passion Sunday that Christ Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father and to our own salvation.